Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. You know what has happened throughout the provinces of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. The Anointed One. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In our last devotion, we heard about some of the people that God chose to be his special servants. How did those servants know that God had chosen them? How did all of the people around them know? Sometimes God showed who he had chosen by anointing that person. Here's how it was done. A bowl of olive oil would be poured on top of their head, dripping down and drenching them from head to toe. How would you like it if someone poured a bowl full of olive oil on your head? It would probably feel pretty strange and slimy as it ran down your face and onto your clothes. It might seem strange to us, but during Old Testament times, it was a very special and important thing to have someone pour oil on your head. It meant that you had been chosen by God to accomplish an important mission, like being a priest or a king. Just like all of God's servants in the Old Testament were pointing ahead to God's perfect servant, Jesus, all the people who were anointed in the Old Testament pointed ahead to the perfect Anointed One. Did you know that two of Jesus' titles, Messiah and Christ, both mean Anointed One? Jesus truly is God's Anointed One. Jesus, though, wasn't anointed with oil. Jesus was anointed with water. John the Baptist poured water on Jesus' head to show that Jesus had been chosen by God to accomplish an important mission, the most important mission of all, saving the world. But Jesus was anointed with more than just water. Our Bible reading tells us that he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus showed his power by healing people who were sick and setting people free from the power of the devil. Later, he showed his power by rising from the dead. Did you know that you're an anointed one too? You haven't been anointed with oil. Like Jesus, you were anointed when you were baptized, and water was poured on your head. That means that you are a holy priest. You are a royal king or queen in God's kingdom. And you have a special mission to accomplish, living each day of your life as the special person that God made you to be. We pray that we may live our lives for Jesus. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Give me your power so that I live each day as your special, holy child. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.